A new book by Bob Woodward of the Washington Post says that President Bush ordered the Pentagon to produce a war plan for Iraq 2 months after the 9/11 terrorist attacks of 2001. Woodward conducted lengthy interviews with the president, and he writes that Mr. Bush had made up his mind about forcibly removing Saddam Hussein from power, even as the administration continued saying it wanted a diplomatic solution in Iraq. The book, titled Plan of Attack, won't be released until next week, but when the president met reporters today with Tony Blair, the book was question number one. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
This will be the second Bob Woodward book about war and the Bush presidency. The first dealt with the preparation for the war in Afghanistan in the immediate aftermath of the 9/11-2001 terrorist attacks. The new book's focus is Iraq. The Associated Press, which obtained an advance copy, says that Woodward also quotes the president as saying he kept some of his own senior advisors out of the loop regarding his intentions in Iraq, including National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. Mr. Bush's concern, according to the book, was that he not appear too eager for war, planning a new one while fighting in Afghanistan was still underway. Woodward has the president asking Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld on November 21, 2001, what kind of war plan Rumsfeld had on Iraq. Woodward reports Rumsfeld saying he had an outdated plan and the president telling him to start working on a fresh one. Today, in the Rose Garden with Prime Minister Blair, the president was asked if that was true.
I can't remember exact dates that far back. I do know this, that at a key meeting at Camp David, the subject of Iraq, this is on September the 15th. We had been attacked on September the 11th, obviously. On the 15th, I sat down with my national security team to discuss the response. And the subject of Iraq came up. And I said as plainly as I possibly could, we'll focus on Afghanistan. That's where we'll focus. I explained this to the Prime Minister as well in a subsequent meeting. That was about the 20th of September, I think we came and talked about the response we were going to take in dealing with the attacks on our country. So I don't remember in terms of what was being developed or not being developed. But I do know that it was Afghanistan that was on my mind. And I didn't really start focusing on Iraq till later on, particularly about the time I started going to the United Nations with this message. To the United Nations, I said, let's uphold the demands of the world, finally, after a decade of threats to Saddam, you know, if you don't do this, this will happen. Why don't we finally just say something that we mean? And it was at that point in time when a president steps up in front of the United Nations and you say, either take care of business or we others will, you better mean it. And I meant it when I went up in front of the United Nations at that point in time.
At that point, the reporter from the Associated Press said that he was asking about the November 2001 meeting. The president's response?
Well, I can't remember. I have to get back to you about a specific moment. But I can tell you, in September, I said, let us focus on Afghanistan. Let us make sure that we do this job and do it well.
Later in the day, Press Secretary Scott McClellan was asked the same question. He said the Bush-Rumsfeld discussion did take place, but added there's a difference between planning for war and making a decision to go to war. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.